this man. Oh, okay, good, good. I don't know what you guys were holding up back there for. And I love to make I make lists all the time because it's the only way I can keep my life organized. And just love forever, just checking those things off. I've got a wall in my office that's just little post-it notes of all the things that I need to do today, tomorrow, and the rest of the life. And because there are projects on there that will take that long. And so as soon as I get something done, I can yank that thing off there, and it's like the board's just a little cleaner and clearer, the wall. Okay, here, I'm going to let Jen talk about inventory. Whoops, can I interrupt for a minute? I knew I needed to say this when I got up here, because otherwise I'd forget, and I was just about to do that. You know, we're doing the big pizza party after the service as a fundraiser for the summit, and then hopefully we can get a bunch of people in there and get you all excited about helping with VBS. But we didn't plan the whole thing really, you know, in detail. So I need like about 4 CR folks out there to kind of like volunteer and help. So as soon as we're done with our message, before we're done with the service, can you run over there and like make a few pictures of drink? And the pizzas will come here, should be here about 11:15. So, and salad, and just throw all that stuff together. Okay.
Okay, back to the message. Now, this weekend I was able to go to a church leadership workshop, and one of the things that they talked about was that when we come into church, that the whole point is that we enter into a life-changing relationship with Him, and that means that we are ever growing and that we're doing that thing that it says on the door as you come in, where it says that we're devoting ourselves. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to become more like Him. So this idea that we're talking about today is really something that helped me grow a lot closer to Jesus and to know exactly what it is I'm supposed to be doing. So if you're having trouble when you get started journaling, like I did, there's some hints that might help you here. One is start off by writing down just one thing that happened that day, and we'll connect it back to that communion or message that Brian was talking about giving thanks. I just love that. And that's really a good way to get started, is just to give thanks for one thing that happened that particular day. Then as you get going, you can kind of start adding in those other things. Okay, I think maybe today I made a few mistakes. I need to go take care of those tomorrow, and start jotting those things down. And if you've been attending KCC for a long time, you know that I am huge into believing in accountability partners. And so for me to go tell somebody that I need to do something, then it's going to help me to do that. So the first thing that I had to do was to tell somebody that I was going to journal. And it's helpful, our third thing here, is that you memorize Galatians 5:22 and 23, the fruits of the spirits. We'll see if we can't figure out how to
work it better than it did yesterday.
Yeah, we're not very good at doing this. How did you get that to go on?
Well, it's still on, right? Okay. Oh, right there. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Got it. Too many. Okay, the fruits of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, those are all the characteristics that Christ has, and so that's what we're supposed to be working on. So daily, it helps to ask some questions, and for me, I had to kind of go make this list up and go through and kind of keep track of it to help me as I went through. So it's helpful with each of these questions to put the word today in front of it. And that is, how did I show love to others? So today, how did I show love? Did I act in an unloving way toward anyone? Next, did others see in me the joy of having a personal relationship with the Lord? Thank you. And if not, why not? Okay, and that's a hard one for me. If not, why not? How was my serenity, my peace? Did anything happen that caused me to lose it? What was my part in it? Was I patient? What caused me to lose my patience? Is there anyone I need to go and ask forgiveness for my words or my actions? Would anyone say that I was kind or good? And in what days did I act unkind? How was my faithfulness? Did I keep my word with everyone? How was my gentleness and self-control? Did I lose my temper, speak a harsh or unkind word to someone? And all of these are things that I've actually had to put into play at some point. Most of you know that I teach, and sometimes as department chair, I kind of have to go up to my principal and talk about some things. Sometimes I really blow it, and I know that I did as soon as I did it. And sometimes I turn right back around and go in, and sometimes it's the next day when I get home and I say, you know, yesterday I wasn't seeing things from your perspective because you have that big overall picture of what's going on with our school. And so I need to apologize for what I said yesterday, and it makes things a lot better. I have a pretty good working relationship with my principal, and I've had to do it with other people too. So as we begin the journey of applying what we've discovered through our journals, we humbly live each day in reality. Through God's guidance, we can make choices about the emotions that affect our thinking and actions. We start to take action, a positive reaction instead of a constant reaction. We desire to grow daily in our new relationship with Jesus Christ and others. And instead of attempting to be in control of every situation, I like to be in control. Anybody else in here likes to be in control of things? Yeah. And every person, that's another one too. I like to control some of the people too. Sometimes I do what I call spinning out of control, and I start not exhibiting the self-control that a lot of you think that I might have. I really do spin out of control and don't do things the way I should. And what we have to remember is that self under control is what we are seeking. And what that really means is we want to have ourself under God's control. God has provided us with this daily checklist for our new lifestyle, and he's also given us the great commandment, which is found in Matthew 5 or Matthew 22, 37 through 40. And in that, it says that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, that this is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. So when you do your daily personal inventory, you can also add this to your list. Did you show actions that did what the greatest commandment told us to do? Were you loving God, and also were you loving others? So as we live those two commandments, by putting those principles and steps into our lives, we will begin to become more like Christ. We will begin to become doers of the word. And I just love James 1:22. It says, merely do not listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Our actions need to be consistent with our talk. So you may be the only Bible that somebody comes across. So we need to be the Bible for them, be a living Bible. In 1 Thessalonians 1:5, our very lives were further proof to you of the truth of our message. So others need to see God's truth shown in our lives. So keeping a written record may be difficult for some of you to begin, but we'd like to offer a few suggestions that might help you along this path.
So we're going to talk about doing inventories, and basically three different kinds of inventories. You know, Jen mentioned in terms of doing a journal, if you just start with one thing. You know, I've been journaling, I think, 19 years now. It'll be 20 years in September. And believe it or not, I started with just one thing. And it was probably, you know, I was kind of an angry person even back then. So it probably started with some angry issue that I was having. But trust me, 20 years later, I'm just journaling about everything, and everything just gets dumped out there, and I sleep really well at night. Okay, so first I'm going to talk about doing an ongoing inventory. That ought to be up here. There we go. And you can keep an ongoing inventory throughout the day. You know, I kind of like, I don't have really designated prayer times. I just kind of like, I just check in with the Lord like throughout the day. So I'm constantly like keeping this running inventory. How are we doing now? How are we doing now? So jot down a few thoughts on paper or in a small notebook, and then remember to use Galatians 5, 22 and 23, Matthew 22, 37 through 40, and James 1, 22, and 1 Thessalonians 1, 5 as your guide. The best time to admit we are wrong is the exact time that we are made aware of it. Why wait? Let me give you an example. Last week, Rigo came in Friday night to do the CR lesson, Spiritual Inventory 2. And there was some mix-up in the dates or something. It wasn't a lesson night. It was a DVD night. And somebody told me later that that was the reason why he came. And while we were sitting at dinner, Laurel was sitting next to me, and she said, you know, Rigo's here to do the lesson. And I'm going like, no, he's not. We're doing a testimony tonight, you know? And I didn't even, the whole thing just kind of passed over me. So I apologize, Rigo. Now that I know that you are here to do the lesson, and we got through it anyway, but it's just, you know, it's a good thing. And the thing is, a lot of times, the little tensions that we have between people, especially family, you know, spouses, children, because they're like every day, they're little ongoing things. And if you don't handle them right away, they just tend to build up. So the thing is, if you just get to it, you nail it real quick, then you just kind of keep that relationship open and flowing. So don't wait until you go home, cook dinner, watch TV, and then start your journal. If you do an ongoing inventory during the day, you can keep your amends list very short.
And the second type of inventory is our daily inventory, and that's pretty much what I've been talking about when I started off, that I struggled with doing that in the past, and I've probably been journaling. I'm getting much better at it, but I started journaling probably about 4 years ago, and now I'm getting to the point where I do like Dave did. I don't get in there every day and get all those details down, but I'm getting much better at that. And I use all those things that we've talked about. So each of us needs to search through our daily events to identify where we might have harmed someone, where we acted out of anger or fear. And again, we need to remember to keep our daily inventory balanced. Okay, I need to remember that I didn't do everything wrong. I have a tendency to take on the guilt of somebody else's actions. And so I have to remember that I do good things too. And so it's very important to keep it balanced, to know that we actually did something right during the day. And so by journaling, I can kind of identify those things also. So I spend about 15 minutes at the end of the day before I go to sleep journaling the day's events. And I ask God to show me where my wrongs were that I committed so that I can take care of them early the next day. And I know that Dave does a lot of his journaling in the morning, and I have several other friends that do them immediately when they get up, because that way it's fresh in their mind and they know, okay, I need to go do this. But for me, then I need to say, okay, I need to go find somebody, let them know that I found something that I did wrong, and then I go take care of it that day. So admitting to mistakes to someone that I trust just helps me to follow through with my actions. And sometimes when I do that, when I talk it over with somebody, they give me a little bit different perspective too, and that outside person can offer me some thoughts on how I really should be approaching that person that I might have offended.
You know, one of the advantages of showing up at the Bible study every Monday morning is that you can harass your pastor. And for several months, you know, I kept saying, we don't get enough representation for CR here in the service. So finally, we found this opportunity where he was going to be back, but he wasn't ready to do a message yet. So he said, hey, why don't you guys just take the fourth week? And I said, all right. So you know, part of what we want to share in the message today is that CR isn't all about drug addiction and alcoholism. It is certainly about those, and those are big issues in people's lives. But there are so many other things that happen in people's lives that affect relationships. So CR kind of like is just kind of a big meeting pool where people come in and they just share whatever's going on in their lives. It's just a wonderful place to fellowship. And so having said that, I'm going to kind of issue the challenge to you. If you're not involved in another ministry here at KCC, we don't want to steal people from other ministries, but if you're not involved in another ministry, CR has a place for you. You know, CR is probably one of the largest ministries, not by people, but by scope, operating here. So it's a virtual church service. We've got childcare, we've got food, it's more than, we've got food services, we do a worship service. So there's plenty of room just to fit people into the whole organization. And if you happen to have an issue that you can work on, like guilt, depression, codependent relationships, anxiety, fear, grief. Guilt, that's right, grief. You know what? CR can handle all that. So Friday night, 6 o'clock. I'm going to talk now about doing a periodic inventory. Oh, you already did that? It's up there? Thanks. You know, I do a periodic inventory about every 3 months, and it's an extension of the written inventory that I do daily. When she said I'd like to do it early in the morning, we're talking like 5:30. I get up and like start writing, and I'm kind of compulsive about it. If I don't get a chance to do it, like on Monday mornings when we have the Bible study, I'm going like, oh my gosh, I got to get to my journal. So I take this periodic inventory then that happens about every 3 months. It's my little mini retreat. I get away and just spend some time going through there and looking for those patterns, because I've got now 3 months worth of writing about all the events and especially relational type things that's happened in my life. So I get to like look through them and look for patterns. So I take my daily journal with me and I pray as I read through the last 90 days of entries. And I ask God to show me really areas in my life where I need to do work. And you know, I don't write just about the bad things. I tend to write a lot about the bad things because I'm wondering, why did that happen? But you know, I write about good things too because I have successes. And the thing is, the more I pay attention to this, the more successes I have. I quit doing the stupid things that I always used to do, and I do more of the smarter things, you know, because I'm like, I like to think that, you know, God's like doing more work in my life, like he's trying to mature me, and he is. And so this gives me an opportunity to kind of look at where I am and where I want to be. And it's just, it's not even, usually I don't even spend a whole day, but try to take some time away. And what else? So by taking an ongoing, a daily and a periodic inventory, I can make changes in my life because I identify these problem areas. So with God's help, I can keep my side of the street clean. You know, the whole idea of forgiveness isn't, I mean, it's about strengthening relationships because it acknowledges, forgiveness acknowledges that we're human beings and we mess up. How many of you are nice all the time? Good for you. I think that is great. Okay, we've got one liar in the group. I fall flat on my face fairly often, and the more I'm out in public and the more I'm meeting people, the flatter I fall. So the thing is, you know, if you're paying attention and you're kind of like, you're trying to do better, you know, we don't want to consistently. I'm telling you, I used to be really bad at relationships because I hated people. I hated myself and I hated people. So I was never good at relationships. It was all about using people and, you know, if I could, what I could get, people in my life served only the purpose of, you know, utilitarian value. If they had something of value that I could get, then they were in my life, and otherwise I had no use for them. So, which is totally not God's way of looking at reality. It's like, you know, we're here to support and nurture one another, because that's what he does for us. So here's a few key verses to hold on to. Intelligent people, this is Proverbs 16:23. Intelligent people think before they speak, because what they say is then more persuasive. Let no foul or polluting language, nor evil word, nor unwholesome or worthless talk ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good and beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. That's Ephesians 4:29. And Proverbs 16:21, a wise, mature person is known for his understanding. The more pleasant his words, the more persuasive he is. I'm just reading now in 1 Kings about Solomon and how he was the wisest man that ever lived and what God really did for him in not just wise, the man was like a genius. And I'm kind of, so he was, you know, son of David and Bathsheba. I'm thinking he probably had genius genes anyway, but his prayer was to be able to govern his people wisely and justly, and God granted that and so much more than that. Proverbs 12:25, a word of encouragement does wonders, and if I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them and could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and earth but didn't love others, I would only be making noise.
So as we begin to wrap up our lesson here, if you have never attended a Celebrate Recovery Friday night, I'd like to tell you that you just experienced one of the lessons that we often teach. And we do this every other Friday. We have a lesson, and on those other Fridays, we have somebody sharing what God is doing in their life. And so we're trying to develop a personal relationship with Jesus and to become better disciples, to be the person that he's called us to be. And so we try to get into the word and figure out how it is we can apply it to our lives. If you're a 12-step person, or even if you're not, I'm going to give you a little bit of an understanding. We have what are called principles. We have 8 principles, and this one goes along with principle 7. And I think everybody here that's a Christian probably does this. But this is one of the things that we read every Friday night, that we're going to reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and his will for my life and to gain the power to follow his will. Now, doesn't that sound like a great thing that we all ought to be doing? And step 10, which is comparable to everybody else's step 10, if you're a 12-stepper, we continue to take personal inventory, and when we are wrong, promptly admit it. Again, that's something that we should do. And God's word even tells us that. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12.
So then our daily action plan follows those. And the first one is that we continue to take a daily inventory, and then when we're wrong, we promptly make amends. So that means that we just keep our relationships open, clear, healthy, flowing. We summarize the events of our day in our journal. See, now you all want to run right out there, get a little notebook to keep beside your bedstand, right? You all want to run right out and get a notebook.
I knew I should have bought some. I handed them out.
Right. That would have been a great idea. Here, I think there's some scrap paper in the bulletin, just right on the back of that. And then we've got some verses here, and those are the ones that are listed in your little insert in the bulletin there. As God's messenger, I give each of you, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourselves, measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. That's Romans 12:3. Cling tightly to your faith in Christ and always keep your conscience clear, doing what you know is right. 1 Timothy 1:19. Cross-examine me, O Lord, and see that this is so. Test my motives and affections too. That's Psalms 26:2. We can justify our every deed, but God looks at our motives. Proverbs 21:2. The sensible man watches for, that's where that bottom one comes in, right? Or is it? Nope, not yet. The sensible man watches for problems ahead and prepares to meet them. The simpleton never looks and suffers the consequences. That's Proverbs 27:12. Keep a close watch on all you do and think. Stay true to what is right, and God will bless you and use you to help others. 1 Timothy 4:16. So be careful if you are thinking, oh, I would never behave like that. Oh, come on. How many of you have been thinking like that? Let this be a warning to you, for you too may fall into sin. 1 Corinthians 10:12. Come to terms quickly with your enemy before it is too late. Matthew 5:25. My brothers and sisters, when you have many kinds of troubles, you should be full of joy, because you know that these troubles test your faith, and this will give you patience. James 1, 2, and 3. And finally, a relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Jealousy rots it away. Proverbs 14:30. And then step four in our action plan is be a doer of the word to the best of your ability. Mark 14:38 says, watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. So then, because we love to do wrap-ups at the end of a message, here's our wrap-up. So do others see the fruit, or are my branches bare? Am I showing love to others? Am I a doer of the word? Do others see God's truth through my actions? And who are you, who's going to help hold you accountable? All right. We're going to take a moment now and close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for giving me the tools to work my program and live my life differently, centered in your will, Lord. Help me make my amends promptly and to ask for forgiveness. In all my relationships today, help me to do my part in making them healthy and growing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Now, y'all know we're having a pizza party.